Coming up with Dr. Leroy Thompson.
And it seemed like the body of Christ do not know what to do with sin. Because we have too many financial struggles, we have too much financial problems, we have too many financial walls built around good people who are righteous, who love God, who even give in. But you got to give with understanding. You can't let nobody talk you into giving, because that's not giving. That's being robbed. Giving has to be prompted by the Holy Spirit.
We invite you to join us for services at the Word of Life Christian Center on Sunday at 9 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Word of Life Christian Center is located at 40066 Highway 22 in Darrow, Louisiana. Darrow is located between Baton Rouge and New Orleans, just minutes from the Interstate 10, Highway 44 Gonzales exit. For more information, call 225-473-8874.
Let the Holy Spirit awaken you when you feel dreary, down and out, and look like you can't make it. Wake up on the inside. That's where your power is. God would do the same thing for me and more than he did for Daniel and Isaac and Jacob. And all. If I just get over in the spirit realm and recognize that I'm his beloved son. When you've heard from God on the inside, you don't need nobody telling you're going to be all right. You already know it's all right.
Today with Dr. Leroy Thompson.
And so what we're going to do today is we're going to deal with this Matthew chapter 13, which is the first parable, the foundational parable of all parables. We want to look at two verses. I had a young man read the entire text to a certain degree, but the two verses that I want to pay attention to this morning, or the Holy Ghost want to pay attention to, is Matthew chapter 13, verses 11 and 12. Matthew chapter 13, verses 11 and 12. Jesus just have told the parable. He has not explained it yet. And in dealing with Jesus, you have to be able to hear in a particular way. I think we miss out. We may hear the sound, but every time Jesus speaks, there's a revelation. This text, the 11th verse says, and he answered and said unto them, I'm going to read from the night voice because it gives some more context. Who has ears to hear, let him hear. And the disciples came and said unto him, why speakest thou unto them in parables? He answered and said unto them, because it given unto you to know the mysteries. Underline that word mysteries, because we stay in doctrine a lot and teaching, but deeper in the spirit you go into mysteries. Know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. For whosoever has, to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance. Make a note of that. Now you see what he said? Wow. For whosoever has, to him shall be given, and he shall not have ears to hear. And he shall have more abundance. But whosoever has not from him, now that's John 10:10 again. Who were you last night? See, that's John 10:10. I used John 10:10 with that text in Matthew 6:19-20 about lay up not treasures on earth where moth and rust do breakthrough and steal and corrupt. And I the Holy Spirit pulled up John 10:10 on the computer of my spirit. And he says, the thief come not but to steal, kill, and destroy. But he says, I'm come that you might have life, that you might have it more abundantly. So what are you dealing with? I don't have no problem with you having abundant life. You just got to have it in the right place. And you got to have the right attitude and the right gratitude about it. And you got to give me my prop. I gave it to you. Give me my glory. Don't let nobody else take my glory. That's what he's saying. Don't go live for the devil with my stuff. Now here he's saying at the end of this verse, but whosoever has not from him shall be taken away even that he has. You see, if you don't have ears to hear, if you don't get it the right way, if you don't get it through revelation and anointing, it will be taken from you. But it also telling me something else. It cannot be taken from me if I get it from the Lord myself. Hallelujah. If the Holy Ghost give me a revelation, I act on that revelation. Yes, sir. That's mine. Yes, sir. Thief can't steal it. Yeah. Thief can't destroy it. Yeah. So that means I live in abundance. Yes, sir. Now you look at somebody straight now and tell them, I'm planning on living in abundance, baby. You just want to get ready for it. You just want to get ready for it. Because I'm going to live in abundance. Tell them, I'm going to live in abundance. Now, I know I got a lot of church folk don't understand this, but I'm still going to live it. Tell them. I know. But the Lord, I'm going with the Lord, me. How many ready to live in abundance? I mean every day. Is that possible?
Yes.
Yeah, if you get it right from the Lord and apply what the Lord tell you to apply, I need to take my time with this because I want to show you some valuable lesson that the Lord have shown me. If you look with me in Mark's Gospel, chapter 4, I want to show the importance of this parable, of the lesson that Jesus taught here. It's the beginning of 34 parables. Parables, you need to take note of this, are to conceal and reveal. Parables are to conceal from that person who is just curious and not going to do nothing with it. But if you mean business this morning, this parable is to reveal something to you that the natural man don't understand. Because they're so simple, you don't think they're complicated. But in the spirit world, listen to me, they are standing on a production line that can produce things that the natural man can't see nor produce, and that will cause the world and its system to stand in awe. You see that? So they are to conceal and to reveal. So this parable of the soul sowing the word here is to conceal from those who are just curious or those who just want to run over their mouth and not do it. Now, let me make withdrawals here. Last night, I dealt with Jesus dealing with the 5th, 6th, 7th chapter of Matthew, dealing with kingdom principle. Here's what the Holy Spirit said to me about this text this morning, about these parables. Never heard this before. He said, now principles that the Lord gives, they are complicated within themselves if you don't hear what the Holy Ghost saying to you how to carry that principle out. It'll be confusing because, you know, God gives them instruction that you can't handle by yourself, right? He says, now here in these parables, not only do you have a principle to deal with, but he has wrapped the principle in a parable. So it even, you're going to have to dig deeper. Now you got a principle and a parable. And it's to conceal, but yet to us who are in the body of Christ, it is to reveal what we can apply our faith to and get divine results no matter what the system or the environment around you saying. Y'all better get up off me up in here. I don't care what time it is. Y'all got to get up off me. Because I'm saying some things here you need to engulf.
Yes. Right.
See? See, parables are for people who want it. So here we read. And I know y'all like a subject. I'm going to give you a subject in a minute. Here we read Mark 4, 13. Jesus said something about these parables. And he said unto them, know ye not this parable? You don't know this one?
Yeah. Come
on. And how will you know all parables? Now, one of the main points here that the Holy Spirit showed me is that this parable is dealing with a kingdom principle that runs all parables.
Yes, sir.
The seed. He's dealing with the seed. See, the whole kingdom of God is run by a seed. Jesus, the word, is a seed. Jesus himself is a seed. And seeds have a tendency, if you handle them right, to multiply.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah.
If you handle them right, you know what you're doing.
Right.
And it seemed like the body of Christ do not know what to do with seeds.
Yeah.
Because we have too many financial struggles. We have too much financial problem. We have too many financial walls built around good people who are righteous, who love God, who even giving.
Yeah.
But you got to give with understanding.
Yes, sir.
You can't let nobody talk you into giving,
yeah,
because that's not giving.
That's, right.
That's being robbed.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Giving has to be prompted by the Holy Spirit.
Yes,
are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
It's no reason that we shouldn't have it.
Yes,
so get this and turn to Isaiah 32. The master key to kingdom prosperity is the revelation of the seed.
Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. That's
strong. Yes, sir. Come on, Dad. Come on, Dad.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't set up your like you know you're broke. Listen to me. Listen to me.
Yes, sir.
You have read Matthew 17, but the Holy Ghost is about to dig into this thing. Don't sit up there like you don't know, like you know what I'm talking about. Oh, yeah, that's a simple text. This is no simple text. Listen, the master key to kingdom prosperity is the revelation of the seed. Why did he say? If you don't understand this one, you don't need to read the other 33. And if the revealer do not take the wrapping off the concealing.
Yes, yes.
You're going to know about it, but you're not going to experience it. Now, I believe in experiencing what God said I can experience. How many with me here? I believe in experience. See, we've read too many scriptures and know too many verses and have too little results. Especially in this avenue of money. And so these conferences, I'm holding these conferences and I feel a different segment of anointing have come on me. And these boys can notice, this boy be with me all the time, that the Lord is about to peel some things out to us to get us in our place quicker. A place called financial rest. Rest from the labor of financing. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Now, look with me here. Here's a hidden text that the Lord has hidden in his word that need to, and you know, I know, let me deal with, because we got people on the internet and we got hecklers watching.
Yeah.
So let me just deal with the heckler right quick.
Yeah.
I know this parable in Matthew's. Chapter 13 basically is dealing with the word, sowing the gospel, and telling us how many came into the fold because they heard the gospel. But I'm dealing with the law of double reference. If you've never been there, just hold on. I'm going to take you there. The seed have premises to work in the financial arena the same way as the gospel work in a man's soul. The seed can work in the soul like the gospel work in a man's soul. Somebody give me my prop up in here. Do you see that? See, because these people get all deep and they get all spiritual and they miss God. No, God, the gospel is the head thing, but yet everything else stem off from the gospel, and sowing the seed stem off from the gospel because it's gospel truth.
Yes, sir.
See, if you don't see that, if you don't see the spirituality or the spiritual worth in sowing a seed, don't sow it. Don't sow it. See, the seed has to carry an anointing with it to destroy yokes that have been keeping you broke and burdens that have been holding you down. When you sow that seed, know what you're doing. And you sow that seed and you know, watch me now, that when you sow a seed from your heart, it goes through Jesus' hand first. You have to know that. When you're sowing in Revelation, when you're sowing by the prompting of the Holy Ghost, that seed don't hit. That seed, the first soul that seed hit is the hand of Jesus.
Wow.
Glad I came to church this morning. I didn't know that.
Yes,
that's the first place your seed go, in the hand of Jesus. And Jesus offer it before the Father.
Wow.
All right, sit down. Let's deal with this. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That check not going to bounce then, Junior. Isaiah chapter 30. You might have one hit the wall every now and then. I understand it hit the wall, but don't just keep hitting the wall. No, I have mercy on people because I had some hit the wall time past, you know. I'm trying to get out. Look at this verse in Isaiah 32:20. Oh, my God. Look where we're going here. Look at this. Look at this. Look at this. Look at this. Isaiah chapter 32, verse 20. Are you there? Blessed are ye that sow beside all water. And I'm believing that's where you're doing when God tell you to do it. That send forth the feet of the ox and the ass. Now what happened there, they had a lot of water, the ox and the ass, you just walk through it and break the ground up. And then when it was solved, they put their seed in it. I'm going to be the ox and the ass this morning. All I want you to do is sow. I'm going to break this ground up. I'll be the ox and the ass. You just sow. All right, come on, I want you to see this. I want you to see this. The Amplified Bible says for this text, woo, God, happy and fortunate are you who cast your seed upon all waters when the river overflows its banks, for the seed will sink into the mud. And when the water subsides, the plant will spring up. You will find it after many days and reap an abundant harvest. You who safely send forth the ox and the donkey to range freely. You know, people talk about it, you know, sometimes the message, Bobby, get too plain, get too simple. But I looked at it on this text, and I like the first statement it made. Anybody got look at a message bar with me? You see that first statement it said? What it said? If you learn how to function with your seed, and you sow beside all the waters the Lord tell you to sow, He says you'll have an abundant harvest in the Amplified Bible. And here it says you will enjoy a blessed life. Ain't no blessed life being broke. You lying. Come on, I'm just as happy as you. You lying. Some people can't handle this, but that's all right. And so when you learn from the Holy Spirit, the mysteries of the kingdom or the mysteries of the seed or the mystery of sowing, you're getting set up to enjoy a blessed life. You agree with that?
Yes.
We got a long way to go this morning. That's a powerful text there, isn't it? And so when you read a text like that, the Bible always gives a commentary on it. Ecclesiastes chapter 11. I'm coming back to Matthew, but I want to make a little run for it. The master key to kingdom prosperity is the revelation, not just the seed, the revelation of the seed.
Yes, sir. No, that's good.
The revelation of the seed. I make a little note for you. God gives the seed a divine guarantee. A seed that is sown under the instruction of the Holy Ghost carries a divine guarantee that the harvest is sure to come. The Holy Ghost is the seed increaser. He makes sure, the Holy Ghost, that the harvest come forth.
The Darrow Money Cometh to You Conference, a three-message set by Dr. Leroy Thompson, Sr. Place your order, call us toll-free at the number on your screen or write to us at P.O. Box 7, Darrow, Louisiana, 70725. The CDs are $18. The DVDs are just $30. Also, you may log on to LeroyThompson.com and receive an additional discount. Get your copy today.
Are you living through a financial storm? Floating on credit? Sinking in debt? Then hold on. Your lifeline is on the horizon.
There's nothing our God can't do. There's nothing our God can't produce. Somebody shout in here.
Dr. Leroy Thompson has written the best-selling book, Money Cometh, an inspired book that presents a simple and clear understanding of God's gift in waiting for each and every Christian.
If a man walk in righteousness and serve God properly and do what God tell him to do, he's going to be a man of means so he can get the job done.
Dr. Thompson corrects the mistaken belief that prosperity is ungodly. He explains through the Word that God is your source, not your paycheck.
You know, God said in the Old Testament, the 28th chapter, Deuteronomy, I'll make you the head and not the tail. I'll put you above and not beneath. And I'll make you the lender and not the borrower. So if I'm going to be the lender and not the borrower, that means I'm out of debt.
Dr. Thompson has scheduled conferences across the country for people who want to learn the Bible-based principles of prosperity. To find a city near you, just log on to LeroyThompson.com and click the category entitled Speaking Itinerary. The page will open and reveal all of the speaking appearances now planned. If Dr. Leroy Thompson is going to be in your area, we encourage you to attend.
If you're skeptical about it, come see for yourself. It's not going to hurt you to come see. When you do come, God will speak to you, give you insight, give you revelation, give you the know-how.
If you can't wait and want to read about your divine right to prosperity now, you can order a copy of Dr. Leroy Thompson's book, Money Cometh to the Body of Christ, by calling or visiting our bookstore online. Act now. Begin to see how to open the door to blessings. Stop living on credit and get out of debt permanently.
My job from God is to go into a city and tell this revelation to the body of Christ. You need to come to these meetings. These meetings will change your life forever.
Are you ready for Money Cometh to You? Call or log on today.
Hello, I'm excited to invite you to a seed training class. This is a unique class. God has given me revelation on the seed, not only revelation, but manifestation and demonstration. I would like to train you how to come into the revelation of prosperity, how to be debt-free, how to walk in abundance, how to walk in increase by the seed. The seed is a very small thing, but it has great potential. Every first Friday at 6:45 p.m. here at Word of Life Christian Center, we have seed training. If you cannot be here in person, we'd like you to join us live by internet by LeroyThompson.com. I'm looking forward to seeing your life change in these sessions.
Join Dr. Thompson for the next seed training class on Friday, April 6th at Word of Life Christian Center in Darrow, Louisiana. Live webcasts will also be available. For more information, please visit LeroyThompson.com.
Are you tired of trying to get out of debt with no results? Are you tired of living paycheck to paycheck? Even now, you may work not one, but two jobs just to make ends meet. Well, if this is you, then Money Cometh to the Body of Christ is the book to read. In Money Cometh, you will learn the true purpose of money, how to get out of debt, and eliminate the rat race from your life. Of course, you would prefer a life free of stress and anxiety, a life away from the struggles of poverty and into the God kind of wealth that is set before every Christian. You don't have to live dependent on the ups and downs of the economy, but there's a better way. Money Cometh can be purchased at your favorite booksellers, or you may order directly by calling 1-888-238-9673 or log on to www.moneycometh.com or write to the address on your screen. Don't wait. Change your financial destiny now. Did you know Word of Life Christian Center is now online? Visit LeroyThompson.com. Find out about upcoming events as well as life-changing teachings from Dr. Thompson. Live webcasts are now available for Word of Life Christian Center church services. Join Dr. Thompson each week for a life-changing experience in the Word. If you can't join Dr. Thompson for a live webcast, then view the video archive of Word of Life Christian Center church services. All this and more at LeroyThompson.com.
He says, "Very, very, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But yet you want to sow a seed, and you want to know what the seed, what you're going to do with it, where is that now, what you bought with it and all that. That's not your business. Let the seed die so it can come back alive."
You've been watching Ever Increasing Word Television with Dr. Leroy Thompson. We pray that your faith has been strengthened and your heart encouraged by the Word of God. This broadcast can be viewed 24/7 at no charge at LeroyThompson.com. And now, for your convenience, you can make your contributions online. Join with us next time on this station for another life-changing message with Dr. Leroy Thompson, Sr.